Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guests are Joey Millwood, father and founder of Bring Light Dance Ministry. Good morning, Joey.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for being here. We also have Michelle Pittman, the 3D Center of the Arts owner and director, and I gather, other founder of Bring Light Dance Ministry.
Something like that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Bring Light Dance Ministry, and I was just thinking about this. I've been doing this show for about 3 years now, and I think this is the first time that I've ever had a brand new organization in the studio. And I've had some young ones. I've had some that are you know, a year old or less even, but they've been around.
Yeah.
You guys are just getting started. And so normally the first question that I would ask is, what do you do and who do you do it for? But fair to say, you haven't actually done anything yet. So I'm going to ask, what you plan to do and who do you hope to do it for, Joey?
Well, what Bring Light Dance Ministry is it's just an organization we started, and we're going to go around the world and work here at home, and we're just going to use dance to share the gospel of Jesus and just love on folks and you know, create disciples and build on the legacy of my daughter.
Okay. And your daughter is really kind of the inspiration for this organization. I know that she's got kind of an amazing story. Share that with us.
She is, and she does. Her name was Eliza Kate Millwood, and on February the 26th, we made an appointment to go to a doctor. She hadn't been feeling well, and she was tired a lot, so we were just worried about, you know, things like iron deficiencies or
just a bunch of
different things they could have been, and you know, but on February 26th, we took her to the doctor, and they did blood work, and we found out that she had leukemia. We went to our pediatrician that morning, and she ran some tests and then called us into a different room and just let us know that she thought she found some abnormalities and she basically told us that she thought it was leukemia, and that she was going to send us to an oncologist in Greenville, and she wanted to let us know because when we got there, we would see the sign, and you know, basically she didn't want us to just completely freak out. But of course we were, you know, out of our minds as we drove from Spartanburg to Greenville to the Children's Hospital, to the clinic there. And we got there and they confirmed that she indeed did have leukemia. And we checked into the hospital that day, and we didn't check out until the Saturday before Easter. Wow. We checked in, and they diagnosed her when we got there. And then we just basically went upstairs to the children's cancer wing and checked into a room, and they ran some tests and put a port in her chest, and we started getting chemo that day. And, you know, in theory, we should have been back home in a couple of days.
Right.
Whereas we would just commute and do chemo and things like that. But, you know, that wasn't how her story was going to play out. And everybody that has leukemia and different types of cancer has their own story. And, Hers was pretty hard and pretty difficult.
And I should point out, you mentioned February 26th was when this all started. That's this year. Mm-hmm. It's this recent that
it was.
That this happened.
It was. Her birthday was January the 28th, her 10th birthday.
Wow.
We had a birthday party on her. We finally, after, it was funny because her birthday party kept getting delayed. And we had a dance party on February the 26th was a Monday. So we had, her birthday party was on the 23rd, and then she had practice for a dance competition on that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Monday we were at Greenville Health System.
Yeah.
You know, just shocked and floored and scared and not knowing what was ahead. And
Well, and a lot of our listeners are going to recognize Greenville Health System that, from any of our stations because one of the fundraisers that we do for them is a Radiothon, which has just happened a few weeks ago, and I imagine that probably had an impact on you. Were you familiar with Radiothon and GHS Children's Hospital before you had this experience with Liza Kate?
Yeah, I mean you know. Everybody, you know, I mean, if you listen to the radio here in Upstate, you're going to know about the Radiothon.
Fair enough.
I've always listened to Word or, you know, a lot of your stations we listen to, and we're very familiar in all the good things that the Radiothon does. And, you know, but I mean, before we just would hear it. But
yeah.
But I mean, now, you know, we understand it, and we understand why, you know, it's so important that you guys do that every year.
Well, right? And I got to say, because I've got two small kids of my own, and my wife and I, since we've had kids, we have made regular donations during Radiothon to the Children's Hospital because I hear these stories every year, and I think, gosh, you know, if that happened to me, I would want somebody else to give, yeah, and make sure that my kid could get the treatment that he or she needed. Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna do that for somebody else. Was that what was it like? Did you ever expect to have something like? I mean, you never do, but you always kind of do. You know, there's always that protectiveness and that sort of fear for your kids, you know, and that you want to make sure that they grow up to have the life that you imagine for them. Did you ever consider that this might happen to Eliza Kate?
Absolutely not. I mean, she was one of those kids. She was never sick.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
the only time she went to the doctor was for her well visits. She was a dancer, and she was in tremendous shape. You know, she just was never sick. But that's one of the reasons why we started noticing signs.
Yeah,
you know, some bruising on her legs and different things that kind of led us to, you know, it just felt like in that moment that Sunday before we went to the doctor, because we decided that Sunday that we were going to take her to the doctor, and you know, it just felt like God. You know, it just felt like something in us said, we need to get this checked out.
Yeah.
And, you know, so even up until that moment, we never thought that never even really crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, we never thought that would be the diagnosis.
And you've mentioned a couple of times your faith. And I have known people who have been through illnesses, severe illnesses, even died from them. And universally, they all have relied on their faith to take them through this time. Talk a little bit about how that played a role in Eliza Kate's story.
Well, once we got into the hospital, it was a long road. I mean, we, like I was saying, we should have been out in a couple of days and then just came back from treatment, but that wasn't meant to be. In the first week, you know, we saw God at work. Eliza Kate loved Jesus. I mean, she was saved. And as a matter of fact, she had been saved and baptized the year before.
Almost in anticipation of this.
Actually, it was 2 years before. Yeah. I'm sorry. But yeah, and I mean, she loved worship music. I mean, we listened to, I mean, just about everything was around Jesus. I mean, you know, my wife and I are both Christians. We were raised Christians, and you know, we're both saved, and that's just one thing that we've always kind of done. I mean, you know, we've always tried to have that in our life and to show our kids what Jesus was all about. And, you know, and Eliza Kate, she understood that. And, you know, so that was very important as we worked our way through this process because I mean, she was just that last month of her life. It was so hard. And there's really, you know, and she wasn't perfect. She asked why she had leukemia.
Sure.
And she was, you know, she was a 10-year-old kid who was in pain. And,
yeah,
you know, she just couldn't understand why, you know, this would happen. But, you know, but through it all, even as a 10-year-old kid, she understood the big picture. She understood that there was a plan and God had a purpose. And she understood that God wasn't doing this to her, that you know, that her story was going to impact people. And it did. I mean, as we went through it the first week, we prayed and we hit social media and just we had thousands and thousands of people. I mean, our Facebook posts were reaching sometimes 150,000 people were seeing our Facebook posts, and her story was just already impacting people. And the first week, I mean, she was killing cancer so fast from the chemo that it started affecting her kidneys. Mm. Because her kidneys couldn't process, you know, what was going on. And so they thought she was going to have dialysis. So we prayed and we requested prayer on Facebook, and you know, she fought through that. And by 6 a.m. the next morning, there was no need for dialysis. Her kidneys had started back on the road to normalcy. And then, but then it wasn't, but a few days after that, that she had a brain condition that's called PRESS. And, you know, it's one of those things that doctors just don't really know what it is, but it's a brain condition. And they can see it, like they can see it on, you know, scans and stuff. And she had a seizure, which sent us back to PICU and Pitt. And that's where probably the roughest days we had. We were in PICU for over a week that time. And she had two very life-threatening infections.
Wow.
That she was able to, you know, come out of. And she beat those. She beat those. I mean, these are all just characteristics of her. She's so strong. She was so strong. And, you know, like I said, she loved Jesus, and she stayed, you know, we talked about it all the time through this whole process, and, you know, and it kept her calm. And while she hurt, she still just had a strength about her, and all of that was from her faith. And there were many nights that we prayed together when she was awake. And I mean, it wasn't a night that went by that I didn't pray and just beg. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I begged to take her place.
Yeah.
I mean, to this day, still, I mean, I would leave this earth if she could come back. I would, and I would have gladly taken that leukemia from her and switched place in the hospital bed. And I just.
Well, and that's the message, you know. I mean, I remember Jesus had said that no greater love as a person than to lay down their life for another. The fact that you would want to switch places with your daughter is a testament, I think, to that. Michelle Pittman, you were Eliza Kate's dance teacher.
Yes.
How long was she a student of yours?
So I taught Eliza Kate from basically the time she was 4 years old.
4 years
yes,
old?
Yes, yeah. So I had been with her for a very long time. Watched her grow up, watched her dance, watched her just grow into an absolutely incredible dancer. Eliza Kate was a part of our competition team. She was working on and did her first solo this past season, which is a huge accomplishment. Actually got the chance to dance that solo before she was diagnosed, which was incredible. But she was just light to everybody that knew her and everybody that loved her, to the friends that she had in the studio and to their families. So when all of this happened, you know, we always say that the dance community is a family, and it really became even more so as we all just kind of bonded together to try to help and support in any way we could. From, you know, taking meals to just being there to sending friends to visit and loving on that family through the whole process and trying to keep moving at the same time. You know, when one of your own students is going through something so terrible, trying to mentor and love her friends through that time and to keep moving the season forward is a challenge. So we really all never thought that they would go through anything like that mm-hmm. last season. But when Joey talks about the Lord being in it all, he was. he definitely, you know, took us to the bottom and has let us come through that. And on the other side of it, have a passion to carry Eliza Kate's love for dance forward and to offer that opportunity to other students that may not have that chance otherwise. And ultimately, in the middle of all that, you know, help them to understand God's love for them.
Right. We've heard from Joey's very touching story about how this all came about with Eliza Kate. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you? Not, I mean, you mentioned the dance being part of the family, you know, dance being a family, mm-hmm. but not being, you know, related. What was it like for you to find out about Eliza Kate's condition?
Goodness. Well, and just backing up Joey's story just a little bit, Eliza Kate had performed her solo just a couple of weeks before her diagnosis. And I think that was the point that I, as a dance teacher, really started noticing that something was not right. Mm-hmm. That there was, you know, and Erin, who is Joey's wife, and I had conversations about, you know, possibly it being anemia or an iron deficiency or something like that, that she just needed some extra vitamins for even up until the weekend before her diagnosis. And when that happened, you know, I myself have been a Christian, but it tests your faith. Mm-hmm. It tests, it really challenged me of, God, is this really what you, how am I going to lead these kids and these families through this? How can I even support these people that I love so much through this? And ultimately, it got me and our studio and our families to a place where you just have to trust Jesus and trust that his plans are greater. The outcome was not what we wanted. We miss her every day, but she is still telling her story, and she's ultimately telling the story of Jesus in her life. And that's something that we can all hold on to going forward. So.
Well, and now you've got this organization, Bring Light Dance Ministry, to tell her story through dance education.
Yes.
I want to know, how did the very first spark of that idea begin?
Well, the part we haven't told is just, we came home the Saturday, she was diagnosed in remission, mm-hmm. the Friday before Easter, Good Friday. We came home Saturday. And then she was home Easter Sunday, part of Saturday, Easter Sunday. And then we went back Monday for just for them to check in on her and that kind of stuff. And then Monday night into Tuesday, we woke up Tuesday morning and she just wasn't herself. And so we obviously were like, okay, we're going to the hospital. And we went to the hospital and she... At first, we thought she was dehydrated because she was a little
right,
was a little out of it. But as the day progressed, they diagnosed her with one of the infections that she had had previously, and it came back, and it just spread too rapidly. And at 9:30 on Tuesday night, we lost our baby. Eliza Kate went to heaven, and you know that was a hard moment. Me and my wife were in the room, and we were on our hands and knees and on our face and in the floor, you know, as our baby took her last breath. And then we had to tell our other two kids, and then we had to tell our parents, and, you know, we didn't leave the hospital till like 1:30 that night. And now there's a couple things going on, even in that moment, that when you look back, number one, Eliza Kate had a tremendous impact on us as parents, not
sure,
just the fact that she was our daughter. And she was strong, but she,
which is hard to fathom, if you're not a parent. I mean, it's, you can understand the concept that your kids, you know, affect your life and have an impact on you. But it's, I have discovered now, having become a new father, that the depth of that change is immeasurable.
It's incredible. And so, you know, and as we went through this whole entire month, we just, you know, she amazed us at just how strong she was. And then she amazed us with the conversations that we had and the fact that she truly did lean on her faith. And, you know, because, and so that helped us get through. I mean, it helped us get through. We've always been Christians, but just going through a moment like that, you just never, ever know when all you have in this world is your faith. I mean, that's all we had at that moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had nothing else. We could have, you know, as we sat there on the floor, as she left us, I mean, there was just no way we could get through this, and no way we could get through the rest of our life without knowing that she died with Jesus in her heart and that we would see her again.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's really the only way we've been able to survive, that and our other two kids. And so that kind of spurred us forward, and it kept us moving through basically times that I wouldn't wish on anybody. I mean, we still struggle now, obviously, because this was only just a few months ago, but just consistently, we've just done everything we could to just put all of our faith in Jesus and just survive, knowing that God's in control and that we'll get through it because of that, and that we'll see her again. And then that's initially how everything kind of just got going. I mean, we thought about Eliza Kate, and we thought about everything that was precious to her. She loved Jesus. She loved her family and friends, and that includes Michelle in the dance studio, and then she loved to dance.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, because we had believed so hard for so long that she was going to survive and that we would have her here and that she would be able to take the stage again, beating cancer. You know, it just, the thought of what happened that Tuesday night had never even occurred to us. And so we just thought her impact, she had, like Michelle had said, she had been such a light that so many people had followed her story. So we just started thinking about those things that she loved, and we decided that we didn't, that her story wasn't complete. And so we just, the spark of a ministry had popped into her head, and we started talking about it, and, you know, it rolled from there. Bring Light comes from the song that she danced her last solo to. It was Great Are You, Lord, and it said, you bring light to darkness, meaning God. And we wanted to convey that God brings light. Even mm-hmm. in our situation, God brought light. And then we wanted to convey that Eliza Kate was a light too. And then we wanted to use her. We wanted to first honor God, and then second, build on her legacy of loving God and loving us and loving her family and friends and even strangers. And then just combine those three things, and that's how Bring Light Dance Ministry was born.
Eliza Kate had shared when she was in the hospital a statement with my daughter, who's also a dancer, and it became kind of...
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it kind of runs in the family, right? but she had said to my daughter, Caitlin, that cancer was a part of her story and that she was going to use it to change the world. And so that, you know, became something that we all have stuck in our heads and in our hearts, that, you know, it really is, it was a part of her story, but it's part of our story too. And it's our responsibility to carry that story forward through the ministry. And what better way to do it than with something she loved, which was dance.
Sure. Sure. Well, it's a powerful story. we've almost run out of time talking about it. But before we do run out of time, I want to talk about this fundraiser that you have coming up, the inaugural Eliza Kate Memorial Golf Tournament, to kind of get this whole idea, this Bring Light Dance Ministry, off the ground and into a position where you can go out and through dance teach the ministry of Jesus Christ. Talk about this event and what's going on.
Well, it's going to happen on September the 29th at the Links of Tron, and it's a 9 a.m. shotgun start where it's $300 per team, $350 per team if you want mulligans, and then $100 hole sponsorships. And it's just basically going to fundraise for what we want to do. And what we want to do is we're going to partner with Chosen Children Ministry in Spartanburg. And basically, we're going to take two trips to Nicaragua next year.
Okay.
The main trip for most, the general, you know, the big trip was going to be July the 4th, the week of July the 4th.
Okay.
And we're going to go over to Nicaragua. We're going to start teaching dance and telling stories, Bible stories through the dance, around the dance. And so this basically fundraiser builds up and helps us do that. The more people, you know, it's going to help us help people get to Nicaragua.
Okay. So if people want to attend this, how do they get involved?
Well, you can sponsor a hole or you can play, and you can find all of that at our website, bringlightdanceministry.org. And there, if you'll go to the link of the golf tournament, you'll see a form that you can download, and that'll kind of tell you a lot of the things. But I mean, beyond that, beyond the financial aspect of it, I mean, we just want people to pray. I mean, we want people to pray to bless what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we feel Jesus in this. We 100% feel like God's leading us down this path. And you know, if people can pray for us, if people, you know, that's number one. Then if people could donate and help us, you know, one, honor God, and second, build on Eliza Kate's legacy, that would be amazing. And there's, on the website, there's ways to donate in general, not even just on...
If you don't play golf,
exactly,
you can still give.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. We're a member of the Spartanburg County Foundation. We're a fund there. So those general donations are tax deductible. The golf tournament will not be tax deductible. But general funds, if you go to Spartanburg County Foundation and put in our fund, Bring Light Dance Ministry in the name, those are tax deductible.
Okay. So if nothing else, you can go to the website, bringlightdanceministry.org. You can find ways to donate directly. You can find ways to sign up for the golf tournament, which again is September 29th, Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Links of Tryon in Campobello. Joey Millwood, founder and father of Eliza Kate Millwood and founder of Bring Light Dance Ministry, and Michelle Pittman, owner and director of 3D Center of the Arts, have been my guests today. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah,
we appreciate
absolutely.
You.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.